Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever. I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we are back with a Dear DST episode today. How are you doing, Aileen?
DST. Fine. It is what it is. Right. I can't say I'm amazing, but I'm not terrible. You know, it's a nice neutral.
Fineness. Yeah.
Neutral. How are you?
Fine. You know, taking care of the new dog, Larry. He is menace. He's very cute. He's the best. He's the best when he's asleep, but when he's not asleep, he's like running around peeing everywhere.
He's rambunctious.
He's like 11 weeks old. So he's very rambunctious. That would be the word. But
are you trying to potty train him on a pad?
We are pad training him. He's sometimes really good at it. And sometimes he just doesn't make it to the pad.
Yeah.
And Aww. He just, but fortunately the peas are small because he is small.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, he's like sitting right here. Yeah, he's like right over there.
I don't see him, but yeah, he's so cute.
He's a little boy.
Does he have like a, can you notice a different personality besides like the puppiness than between him and Bruce?
I actually think they're kind of similar. They're both like chill, but the reason I can tell that they are similar is because my mom's dog, who's also a Boston Terrier, is very different than them. She's a psycho. Like even on meds, she's like crazed. Mom. It's wild. But they are like much more chill and like less intense. I also feel like Larry might be a little less anxious than Bruce and a little slightly less food obsessed. So,
okay.
More securely attached, perhaps.
Yeah, probably. I mean, definitely going to be difficult though, like with the like doggy attachment. Do you try to do like separation?
Oh, so just to enforce what my therapist said a few weeks ago about going for a walk every day, which I have not done, the dog trainer said that we have to leave once a day because they will have severe separation anxiety from us.
Yeah.
And then it'll be really a big hassle later. So today I'm going to go for a walk.
Without the dog.
Without the dog. Well, yeah, without the dog.
And so Avi has to come. Do you take Bruce?
Sometimes we'll take him and sometimes we won't is what we're supposed to do.
I mean, yeah, Sansi has always kind of had separation anxiety. She like will shit at a, she'll shit out of spite on the carpet. And we have the nest on. And so the minute we leave, we watch it. And just like clockwork, like if she's just in a bad mood, she's pissed off we left her. Just a little poop on the nice new carpet. But I get really excited when she pees on the pad though, because she's both trained.
So. Right. That's good. It's, you know, it's tough. This is like, I didn't anticipate it being like so like consuming, to be honest. I forgot.
Yeah. You forget.
Yeah. You forget. Just like motherhood.
But he's so cute.
Yeah, he is really cute.
Do you call him Larry David when you're mad at him?
No, I call him Lowy. Lowy, no. Yeah.
Hey, Lowy,
no. he's like, little Larry.
Little La. All right. So should we do first a non-scale win? Because we didn't have time to do that in our amazing episode with Tracy, where we delved deep into motherhood, which both scared and excited me.
Yeah, really. A lot of emotions on that one.
Lots of emotions.
Yeah.
Let's read a listener non-scale win.
Okay. Do you want to read? And then I'll read the email. Okay.
Sure. Non-scale win. Hi, Sammy and Eileen. Longtime lover of the pod and fellow wannabe intuitive eater here. It's a struggle, but we're trying, okay? Just wanted to share a huge non-scale win I've been thinking about lately. When I was in my obsessive yo-yo dieting phases, I used to spend hours per week planning and tracking meals, planning and dreading exercise and more. It honestly took up so much of my mental space and energy. As I've been moving towards intuitive eating, I noticed I spend so much less time thinking about food. I began to wonder, what on earth will I use all this extra headspace for? As Jared Fried says, what do people who can fit into a t-shirt comfortably think about all day? Well, I'm happy to share that I've made 2021 the year of personal finance. I've been focusing all that freed up headspace on rolling over mine and my fiance's old 401ks. Or 401ks, as Phoebe Buffay calls it, creating budgets and learning about investing. This feels like such a win because I've moved on from something that was constantly keeping me down to something that's going to make me rich as fuck, boss, JK, maybe one day. And it's so empowering. Really feels like the biggest fuck you to the patriarchy that feeds into diet culture to keep women down by making us focus on our bodies more than our futures. Just wanted to share and hopefully inspire others who might be in intuitive eating rut. It is worth it to get all that mental energy back from dieting. Couldn't have done it without you two and the DST fam. Sincerely, can't wait to pay off these student loans, betch. I love it.
Love that. That's that is awesome. Like,
hope she got some GameStop a few days ago.
I was gonna say, yeah, before it started going down. That is amazing. That is like, I feel like what we have set out to, you know, help women see. Like, yeah. What else could you be filling your time with?
Totally. I still haven't figured that out.
Well, honestly, okay, this actually like is basically the same as my non-scale win because I wanted to talk about how happy I've been that the morning announcements has been thriving. And
yes, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And what kind of occurred to me is like, maybe this was able to happen and I was able to create this for myself because I stopped thinking about dieting. Like maybe that's what filled the space. Like I didn't set out to have that fill the space, but I do feel that it did. And cause that's now what I think about. Like at night I do my script and I do my recording when I used to be like thinking about what I'm going to eat next. Now, I don't think it's like necessarily one-to-one, like it directly replaced it. But I think that like leaving room in my head allowed me to think about other things.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. Of course, it's not going to be one-to-one. You can't just be like, oh, now I have all this room. It's a slow like realization, right. Or it's just like, I don't think about this that much. So now I think about this. Right. So that's great.
So that's my win. We love these replacing diet thoughts with productive thoughts type wins.
I mean, I don't know so much about mine. Like I'm still, I constantly, because as you guys heard me talk about in Tracy's episode about like motherhood, future motherhood, like that has now turned into a fear. And Elise has talked to me about like, you're doing too much future thinking and like future worrying. You need to focus on now. And like where you are today, because you can't worry about that. So I can't say that a win has come from that because I'm still doing it. But I guess this podcast is about being real. So that is, I don't know if I really have much of a win this week. I guess work-wise, I've been very, very productive. So maybe that's a win. I've been very productive. Having a second monitor is really great. I have so much gratitude for it. Just like,
same, you know, I love it.
Looking over, you can really get two Chrome things in there. You could really see a full Excel sheet. Like, it's just great.
It's true. Second monitor bitches.
Yeah, I've just been more productive. And that's
your win. You have a second monitor.
No, I've had one. I'm just grateful for it.
Oh, okay. Fine.
That's not my win. My win is that I've been like ultra, ultra productive. I mean, I don't like being so busy, but I like being productive. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like I don't like not being able to have time to think about something that matters more. So I just don't, you know, so I've
once
been just,
you free your time to be like focused. Yeah. It's like, okay, if it uses all your time up, because it's like all like one thing, not just like random annoying shit.
Right. So I've just had that. So I guess my win is that I've been productive despite being busy.
That's
you know
great.
What it doesn't sound, yes. It sounds counterintuitive, but
you've
it makes
been focused.
Sense. Focused. Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, so let's do a Dear DST.
Let's
do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay. Dear DST, boy, is this cool. It really says that. I've always wanted to write y'all an email, but I've never had a truly burning question for Dear DST. Needless to say, when I found this being a constant struggle, I thought it would be perfect to reach out. So without further ado, I've been on my intuitive eating journey for a couple years now. My experience with disordered eating started mid-high school, but especially because of being home during the pandemic, I really had the opportunity to work on my body image and intuitive eating, and I got pretty good at it. Now, however, I'm in my first year of college and we just got to campus and are hopefully staying here for all of spring. Obviously, things are different than I'm sure college normally is, but one thing is the same, the oh so famous dining hall experience. You walk into a place that for the first time ever doesn't have your mom telling you to eat your veggies. Wild. Surprisingly enough, my issue isn't eating my veggies. My issue is that we have a limited amount of swipes. Twice a day, I get to go to the dining hall and eat as much as I want, but I only have those two swipes. At home, I was getting so good at eating when I'm hungry and stopping when I'm full, but now I find myself feeling either obliged to fill up past satiety or not eating enough and feeling like I'm back in that binge restrict cycle that I have no interest being back at. Basically, I don't know how to deal with being back in the real pre-quarantine world where there's not always a perfect time to eat. You can't just run to your kitchen whenever you're hungry. I try bringing food back from the dining hall. I make sure to keep some Clif Bars in my room for when I get hungry, but I don't know how to, for lack of a better term, eat without stress like I did at home in this new setting. Please advise. Sincerely, Student Betch.
This is a very unique problem that I find very intriguing.
I do too. I think it's a real, because it directly, the way that her situation is structured, not like by any fault of her own, it's structured to not cater to intuitive eating. It's actually structured to cater to the opposite. It's also such like an American way of eating, like all you can eat buffet, get it all before you can.
Yeah. But then limiting it.
Right.
Right.
My first thing was like, oh, you should obviously bring some back to the dining hall and like get a stash in your room. She says she does that. But it's still like eating without stress. I kind of feel like it does take some getting used to these like this new schedule, this new way of feeding yourself.
Yeah.
And I also think that what worked for me with like, and again, this is in the pandemic situation, so it's not directly the same, but when I found that when I filled my cabinets and my fridge and everything with stuff, that's really what allowed me to become intuitive.
Right.
So, but she's saying she already brought the food back. So I don't know.
I think she should get a mini fridge because she's saying she's like bringing the food back, but I bet you it goes bad. She tries Clif Bars. Right. I would just get a mini fridge because get a good one, not like a tiny ass fridge that fits nothing. Get a good mini fridge and, you know, try to stock up with as many things that you can fit in it. Get yogurts, get shit that you like, peanut butter. Oh, you don't even have to put that in the fridge, you know, like some fruit, get some like, you know, pre-made salad stuff and just put that into your routine so that you don't feel like, you know, this is my shot every time you go to the dining hall. and right. try that maybe. I don't know. I feel like this is a very unique problem to a situation that you can't really do much about. Can you pay to swipe again? Do you have that option?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like, I know right. you're not her.
I don't know if she should necessarily pay to swipe again, because I think that that would just increase the problem to like a third time of day, maybe. Because well, the issue is like that she doesn't feel like she has access whenever. But I think
my thing is that if you know that you have the freedom to come back and it's okay to pay again, like give yourself a budget for that. Like talk to your, like, I mean, if you're in college, talk to your parents, give yourself a budget for extra dining room swipes. If you know that you have that, then maybe you'll be less, you'll have the freedom to be okay with coming back. You know what I mean? No, like right. you're saying, like knowing that there's stuff for you to access makes it less, like the restriction comes down.
Yeah. I also think it's like part adjustment. Like she just did get back to college and like they're part, like I don't want her to like feel like it's just the fact that it's like not, she doesn't have access to the food all the time, but the fact that you are in a new schedule, in a new setting, you're going to kind of have to get used to that. And I think that that's okay. But I also think the mini fridge is a great idea because you can, I think that will help you feel more secure. That yeah. You can control when and what to eat.
Yeah. Make yourself a pantry and get yourself a little fridge and make yourself a tiny little cute, you know, access point for your anytime you get a little hungry.
And also and give yourself a break.
Time. Yeah. Yes. You say
yeah.
That,
give yourself a break because you're just starting college and like it's a big change. It's not just the food. You are now in a different set, in a different setting, probably for one of the first times in your life, if not the first time in your life. You are without your parents, which is you probably maybe don't feel the psychological weight of that, but it is a big deal. You're meeting new people. You are also dealing with academics at a level that you've probably never dealt with them at. And it's not an easy time. So it's also possible that some of your stress is added, is what you're really experiencing is stress about those things and yeah. that you're sort of displacing it onto your eating habits because it's the easiest to control or worry about. It's the most concrete thing
Great
that
point.
Comes up every time you eat. So I think just giving yourself a little bit of grace, like asking yourself, am I really stressed about the food or maybe I'm just putting it on something else? Because this is a really big transition time and you're doing it in a pandemic and you're doing a great job. And I miss dining hall food sometimes.
You know, do you think of lo mein immediately?
I was like that all you can eat lo mein thing where they made it
the
for
first
you.
Thing I think of. But
yeah.
Just on your
probably
point.
Probably because that was the one we put off limits.
You're right. That's the one we went for because we're like, you can't get lo mein any time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to your point, again, I just want to reiterate that like you can't be a perfect intuitive eater. So like you'll fuck up and that's okay. You'll learn. Like maybe you won't even like half the foods and maybe you don't get the lo mein so you realize it's not that good.
Right, exactly.
Well, anyway, good luck with school. That's hard in itself. Making friends, all of that shit is very stressful. Be safe in school mid-pandemic and email us dst@betches.com. Follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Follow me at Aileen. Follow Sammy at Sammy. Go follow everything else we do because we do a lot every day. As I said, we've been productive and we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.